with the latest from the world of technology. This is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
I quite like the number of apps that are already available.
Tech Guide.
The iPad 2 still beats just about everything on the market. The new iPad has just kicked away even further.
Tech Guide.
I quite enjoyed using it. Great design. The operating system worked hand in hand with the hardware as well.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is obviously a hot selling device.
Tech Guide.
You know, we want them to be light. We want them to be portable. And this one's very fast with i7 and i5 processors.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide episode 34. Welcome to our weekly wrap of the latest tech news and reviews. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. I'm Stephen Fenwick, editor of techguide.com.au. Plenty to get through this week, starting with a charging solution for Apple's wireless products, Canon's new range of Pixma printers, and the digital version of the good old mixtape. Remember the mixtapes? In our news section, we'll talk about the new standards for reducing e-waste and the state of email malware. I think we're winning the battle there. In our Tech Guide interview, we'll be talking with Netgear Vice President David Henry about the company's new products for 2013, which includes not only networking devices, but also a new wireless camera. Really interesting stuff there. And we'll be answering your tech questions on the Tech Guide help desk. And it's all brought to you by our proud sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lot to talk about right here on Tech Guide. Now, Apple has a very popular range of wireless products that go with their desktop and laptop computers, I suppose. And they are the Magic Mouse, the Magic Trackpad, and the Wireless Keyboard. Now, what these do, these Apple products, they're all very similar in design. They've got the silver look and feel, so they look like a bit of a family of products there. And being wireless, naturally, they reduce the cable clutter on your desk. They give you a bit of a cleaner desktop to work on. But the really big downside of all of these products is the fact they run off AA batteries and can actually chew through them quite quickly. So unless you've got a AA battery charger or just a healthy supply of AA alkaline batteries, it can be a bit of a costly exercise, the luxury of not having cables on your desktop. But a company called Mobi has come up with a very interesting solution to keep these wireless products powered. Now, there's a few in the Mobi range. There's five products in the Mobi range. That's Mobi, spelled M-O-B-E-E, each product can power various Apple wireless products, the mouse, the trackpad, and the wireless keyboard. Some products can actually keep two of them on a charge as well. But let's start with the Magic Charger, which works with the Magic Mouse. Now, what it does, the Mobi product actually has a rechargeable battery pack that actually replaces not only the batteries inside the mouse, but also the bottom plate of the mouse as well. So that in itself allows the Mobi product to be able to be charged using inductive charging. Inductive means the product just sits on a charging plate rather than it being actually connected to with a cable. And in this case, the Magic Charger actually comes with a small induction charging plate. So when your mouse needs a charge, you simply drop it on the included inductive plate and it'll take about 5 to 6 hours for a full charge for that battery pack, and that will last about up to 6 days. I've been using that for a little while now, and I've saved a fair bit of money in AA batteries, and I can get it charged up, and it lasts almost a week for me. It goes a bit longer than 6 days. But moving on to the power bar. Now, the power bar replaces the two AA batteries that are contained within the trackpad. Now, you know, on one side of the trackpad is a screw cap that comes off where the batteries are inserted. The Mobi power bar actually goes into that slot, screws into place, and it can be charged using a USB cord. There's a little micro USB port on the end of the power bar there, and that can be connected to your computer. And the good thing thing is you can still use it while you're charging it. So that takes about the same thing, about 5 or 6 hours, and you get about a week's worth of charge on that. Moving along, they've also got the Magic Bar, which it can be used with the wireless keyboard and the Magic Trackpad. The Magic Bar has the same power bar that fits into the trackpad. You can also use it in the wireless keyboard, and it's got like a little rail system. But again, induction charging, it just sits in the slot and can be charged just when it's connected to that the Magic Bar induction charger. And that again, you can still use the keyboard while it's charging. And so rather than you being stranded without any batteries, you can still continue to keep working while the keyboard or the trackpad or even the mouse is charging. Well, not so much the mouse because it needs to sit on a little induction plate. But moving along to Mobi's got another product called the Magic Numpad, and that's short for Number Pad. And what it does, it actually turns the trackpad into a numerical keyboard. There are 3 films that come in the product, and with the addition of the included software, it turns that trackpad into a numerical keypad. 3 different layouts, including 1 layout which lets you program your own keys, and the film can easily be applied and later removed without it leaving any residue. But at the end of the line is the Mobi Magic Feet. Now, this is the granddaddy of the Mobi products that includes a solution that can charge all of the wireless products. So if you've got the Magic Mouse, if you've got the wireless keyboard, if you've got the Magic Trackpad, this is the product for you. This is $179. The previous products I spoke about were either $39.95 or $49.95. There's full details at techguide.com.au. But the Magic Feet comes with everything. Comes with the rechargeable mouse battery. Comes with a power bar that can be used with either the keyboard or the mouse. Or the trackpad. And each of these, the top part of the product has an induction charging space for the mouse, and it's also got the rail that can do the induction charging for either the trackpad or the wireless keyboard. So plenty to check out there. I've listed a lot of places where actually these Mac products can be purchased, these Mac accessories can be purchased. And if you want to read the full report as well as seeing the pricing and pictures of all of those products I just spoke about, head over to techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, a very popular product, maybe not the sexiest product to talk about, but one very productive one and a necessary one nonetheless. And I'm talking about printers. Now, Canon have just released their new Pixma range of all-in-one printers, the MX Pixma models. There's 5 in the range, the MX396, MX456, MX526, MX726, and MX926. Don't worry, there won't be a test at the end of this. You can still read my story at Tech Guide, which has got all of these model numbers listed. If you do want to find out details of each of those models and their exact features, I have included that in my Tech Guide story. But in the meantime, I just want to go over a couple of features that will be found on most of the new, obviously the high-range products have all the bells and whistles. The entry-level products have a couple of features missing, but let's talk about some features that are there for all the models, and starting off with the printing, of course. And printers, this range of printers can produce up to 10 pages per minute in color, 15 in mono. Now, the top two models, the MX726 and the 926, have double front paper cassettes. And what that means is that they can hold up to 250 sheets of paper. I think one annoying thing with a printer that doesn't hold much paper is that you're forever putting paper in this thing. So this can hold up to 250 sheets, which is like half a ream of paper. So you're not constantly having to change paper when you're printing out a large job. It also holds, those two models also hold 20 sheets of photo paper. But moving along to scanning and copying. Now, again, not the sexiest feature, but one that's really handy if you do need to scan in a document, copy multiple pages, things like that. And the Pixma printer's got an ADF, which is an automatic document feeder, for those who don't know what the acronym means. And you can actually feed in the lower models, the 396, 456, and 526, have got a 30-sheet feeder, while the 726 and 926, the top two products, have a 35-sheet auto double-sided ADF for really quick copying and scanning of double-sided documents without you having to physically turn the pages. So if that's something you do quite often, then the 726 and the MX926 are probably the products to choose in that range. But I, what I like about this is, and especially with our increased use of smartphones and tablets, is often the questions asked, I want to print from my smartphone or my tablet and I can't always do it. Well, with this range, you can. The 456, 526, 726 and 926, that's all the models except the entry level, all have built-in Wi-Fi, so it means they're easily to easy to include in your home network. And these also include the ability, with the use of Canon's Easy Photo Print app, which is available for Android and iOS, means you can actually print from your smartphones and your tablets, which is really good news for people who want to get their stuff off their tablets and don't have a compatible printer. There is, these are AirPlay compatible, which means they work directly with iOS, but also using the app and the Wi-Fi connectivity can also work with Android smartphones and tablets too. They've all these models also have a USB port, so it's easy to, if you're scanning or copying documents, you can actually plug in a USB memory stick and save those documents directly to the memory stick rather than having to use the computer to scan and save from the computer. That's also, these little features I'm talking about, designed to sort of increase your productivity, help reduce the time it takes to perform certain tasks. Again, not the sexiest thing in the world, but something that it's a necessary thing to have in your home office, especially if you do want to increase your productivity and be able to produce pretty good looking documents and photographs. All those products I spoke about, full details again at techguide.com.au, but they'll be available in March from major retailers. Now, Canon have not announced pricing. They said pricing will be at the retailer's discretion. So I think what you'll find is that when these are released, I think they'll probably start in the probably just under $200 range, moving up to probably $400, $500, that you'll find a consistent pricing model across all retailers. The MX726 is the only product that's going to be sold exclusively through Officeworks if you're interested in that model there. But again, check out all the features. They're at techguide.com.au. Now, I'm a child of the 80s. I went to high school in the 80s, and one thing I do remember from that era was mixtapes. Now, pre-digital music and pre-CD even, or around the time of the introduction of CDs, there was a very widespread practice. For those of you old enough to remember, I'm sure there's a few of you listening who can remember these. The mixtape was a really great way of sharing your favorite songs. I think a lot of people, me included, used to put together mixtapes to impress some girls. We want to, there's some music you might like. Or just another way people used to use mixtapes to showcase maybe they might have been a DJ or a musician or something like that, where they want to share their work as well. But what happened with the advent of digital music, the share tape, the mixtape kind of went by the wayside. Now, this was a sad departure, but digital music and its convenience obviously has other benefits. But an Australian company has actually revived the mixtape. They've created a digital version of the mixtape, and it's called ShareTape. Now, ShareTapes is an Australian company, as I mentioned, and what they offer is the option of buying a pack of ShareTapes, which costs $6.99. You get 5 ShareTapes. Now, a ShareTape is looks like a credit card, and on one side, it looks like a cassette. So a bit of a retro look there. But on the other side is a QR code. It's also got NFC built in. It's built in. That's near field communication, for those who don't know that acronym. And it's also got a code. So what a person would do, let's start from the recording side. Say you buy a pack of the 5 cards, the share tape cards, and you want to share some music. So what you do, you get along to the website, which then links you to either Spotify or Track 8 or YouTube. You can even share videos. And it allows you to put together a playlist. And you associate that playlist with the code or the NFC or the QR code on the back of that share tape card. So what that means then, once you're done, you can actually send that off. So you can actually hand a physical item to a friend or an agent or someone who you want to share your work with or just share some great songs with. Like a great example came with the press pack. The share tapes came, the press pack came just before Valentine's Day, and there was a share tape inside that said, "Be my Valentine." I scanned the QR code with my smartphone. You can use an iPhone or Android as long as you have an app that can read QR codes. and it then presented a playlist of love songs. It was 8 or 10 love songs, so to go with the Valentine's Day theme. Now, if you don't have the smartphone app, you can use NFC. If your phone is NFC enabled, it'll directly stream from Spotify or the selected YouTube or Track 8, the other source there. And you stream the music. You never own it. You're able to stream it. So it's kind of like hearing a playlist that you can't own, but you can stream as long as you're scanning that QR code. And the share tape then gives the people the opportunity to actually hand something physical to someone they want to share their music with. I think it's a great idea. $6.99 is pretty cheap if you get those 5 cards. You can showcase your own work. You might be a DJ. You might be a singer. You might be you might even want to share documents and maybe graphic files. You might be a creative artist and you want to share files. This is a great way of doing it. Sharetapes.com is the website. Again, Australian company, support our Australian startups here. And if you want to read a full report, I've done a story at techguide.com.au. If you want to get back into the mixtape business, this is the way you can do it.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide is proudly sponsored by Netgear. Do you ever want to experience the fastest Wi-Fi ever in your home? Have you ever wanted that? Well, now you can with Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi gear. Supercharge your home wireless network with the Netgear D6300 Wi-Fi modem router, which delivers next generation gigabit Wi-Fi up to 3 times faster than existing Wi-Fi products. NBN ready and great for streaming HD video. Netgear's family of 802.11ac products provide increased Wi-Fi coverage, which means you can now use your mobile gadgets in every corner of your home. It comes with a Netgear Genie app that makes installation easy and lets you view and play all your digital photos, movies, and music on your smartphone, tablet, PC, or smart TV. Find out more at netgear.com.au/fastest Wi-Fi.
Now, a Tech Guide news update.
Our first news update is about electronic waste, or e-waste for short. Now, what we're finding is that when we're buying our new products, they're terrific, but at the end of life, now this could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, these products need to be disposed of thoughtfully and carefully and environmentally friendly. Now, today, new standards have been announced by Standards Australia, of course. That's the logical name for the standard setters in Australia. For new ways to reduce the amount of discarded electronics going into landfill. So what this allows you to do, these new laws means there are new principles and minimum requirements for end-of-life consumer electronics equipment. So what that means is that there are new guidelines for companies to follow so that as much of the material can be reused rather than it ending up in landfill. So the least that can end up in landfill, the better. Now, what this means is that it prevents environmental degradation. These products sitting in the ground is actually not the best thing for the environment because there are materials in like mercury and lead and other chemicals that may affect the environment. And also could possibly even lead to endangering human life. You know, that stuff could get into the water, the water table, things like that. It might get into the soil and affects humans then in the long term. So it's a very important thing to concern ourselves with is e-waste. I think it's a problem that is obviously apparent now, but in the near future and obviously into the future, there's going to be a lot more e-waste as we go through technology. Technology is updated so often. So products get old very quickly. I'm sure there's probably a few products you've got there at home or in your office that you bought 5 years ago that look positively ancient nowadays. They're probably worth nothing. You may try to sell them on eBay, but the value of them is virtually, you know, it's virtually nothing once they're at their what they call end of life. So if the companies that are responsible, there will be ways for them to make it even easier for customers to get rid of their products and to recycle them responsibly. That's very important. But the new standards come into effect from today and provide these guidelines and ensure that also, too, from the 1st of July 2014, that at least 90% of materials in e-waste collected under the what was used to be called the National Television and Computer Recycling Scheme are recovered and recycled and even used in new products. So what is old then becomes new again, and the recycling, the story, the circle of recycling continues. So that's good news in the long term there for the environment. And I've written a report at techguide.com.au. Feel free to check it out. Now, the battle against hackers it continues. There are a number of ways where people try to spread their malware, whether it's through an infected website or other methods. But one very popular malware delivery system is still email. But the good news is the Symantec has released their latest report, and it says, according to the Symantec, a well-known internet security company, the company behind Norton, they said that it's the lowest, we've had the lowest global rate of email malware, which has dropped significantly since December 2012. It's the lowest rate since 2009. So what this means is that one of two things this means is that either these email hackers trying to distribute their malware, which is short for malicious software, they've either done one of two things. They've either taken a Christmas holiday, which may account for the lowest rates in December, or they've simply moved away from email. They're choosing new ways to distribute malicious software, either through infected websites or through social networks. They're trying to do that as well. But the good news is that it seems that we may be winning the war. The figures, though, are very interesting. Now, globally, one in every 400 emails contains a virus. That's 0.25%. But alarmingly, though, in the Asia-Pacific region, which Australia is a part of, we've seen one in 692, which is 0.14%, contain a malicious attachment. But earlier this month was Valentine's Day, and the Valentine's Day was a very popular target for hackers. And what they tried to do, trying to prey on victims with messages that may have appeared to be from secret admirers. So curiosity being getting the better of a lot of people, they've opened up this attachment, and unwittingly, and if they had an unprotected system, this virus is then, or the malware takes effect, whatever effect that the hacker has in mind, whether it's a Trojan horse or a keylog or whatever it needs to be, these people double-clicking on it without internet security software, it means they've installed this on their computer. So what we need to do, we need to stay vigilant with this stuff, because not only is it just an email attachment, but there's also phishing emails, and that's phishing spelled with a PH. Now, what that means is that emails arrive from addresses that appear to be reputable financial institutions, maybe from your bank or from eBay or PayPal or something like that, that asks you to, oh, look, we need to update our records. Please submit your username and password. And there are a lot of people who are assuming that it is a real email from that particular institution, have unwittingly sent their details to a hacker, and they've seen their accounts stripped. They've lost their money. So we really need to stay on top of this. Never, ever, ever will you expect a bank or eBay or PayPal to email you to update your information. They will never do that, because this is a ploy used by these phishing emails. So stay on top of that, everybody. It can really easily fool a lot of people, but we really need to stay vigilant. Remember, banks and these institutions will not do that. They will never ask you to update that type of information via email. It's something that the customer does themselves when they want to on the company's official website. So please stay on top of that. Good news there for email anyway. The malware dropping, lowest level since 2009. Let's hope it drops even further.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide interview.
Our Tech Guide interview is from Netgear. Netgear, we have to state up front, is a sponsor of the program. But their vice president was in Australia. That's a pretty big event when he makes it in his way to town. David Henry visited Australia to talk about Netgear's latest range of products. Now, the main, obviously, the bread and butter of Netgear is their 802.11ac routers and Wi-Fi USB adapters. They've got their D6300, the 802.11ac modem router. So that's a modem and router in one. But the other products that caught our eye were a new category of products. It's the ViewZone, which is a wireless camera system that can be connected really easily through your home network, wirelessly, of course, wire-free, I think is how they term it, how they call it. David will explain that in the interview in a moment. But it allows you then to not only easily position your cameras inside or even outside of your home, so there's no need to run the cables and fuss around with that sort of thing, really easy to connect and then easy to monitor using the app on a smartphone, iPhone or Android, or tablet, again, iPhone or iPad or Android, iOS and Android system. So you can view your remotely view maybe your child, your pet, your holiday house, your home while you're away. There's so many uses for the device. They've also got a night vision version of the camera as well, which works at a decent range at night. So you maybe want to monitor your front door or your back door, the backyard, and no worry about there being low light because it's got a night vision and actually can provide pretty good coverage. I actually saw a demo of that at CES earlier this year. Really good, pretty good pickup there. Really clear video that it can provide. But other products in the range too, they've got a push to TV device, which means that it connects to your television, connects to your network, and allows users then to push their content from their smartphones or tablets directly to the TV. Kind of like Apple TV for the rest of us kind of thing. Apple TV obviously works with iOS, iPad and iPhone, but push to TV means that if you've got an Android phone, a Windows phone, any kind of phone, even an iPhone, it can push that content from your smartphone or tablet to the screen. There's also another product that's got a Google TV built in, so that's access to a lot of great content and a web browser as well. Also comes with a dedicated remote control and trackpad, so you can easily surf the web and get through, get access a lot of content, search for a lot of content, and access it as well. But let's hear from David Henry himself. We spoke to him a little earlier.
David, thank you for your time. Welcome to Australia again.
Thank you.
We're here to see all the new Netgear products. Now, there's a few here to look at. Let's start with the ViewZone. So cameras, that's a whole new category for Netgear.
Yeah, ViewZone is Netgear's home monitoring solution. And we call it home monitoring in the palm of your hand, because the cameras are literally small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. They're completely battery-powered. They're a size just roughly larger than a golf ball. So they're very small. But secondly, you can view them with a smartphone or a tablet that's also in the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. So home monitoring in the palm of your hand.
And being wireless, easy to install.
Yep.
It's been a bit of a barrier to entry for customers. Now that barrier has been taken away.
Exactly. In fact, we go beyond the word wireless. We call it wire-free. Because not only is it communicating wirelessly to get on the internet, but it's completely wire-free because you don't have to plug them in. Mm-hmm. You have batteries that'll last up to 6 months, and then you literally can put these cameras anywhere in your home or your property, independent of where you might have a power outlet.
Sure, and you can monitor them on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, so yep. That opens up a whole new world.
Exactly. Pretty much anywhere you have an internet connection, you can keep track of your pets, mm-hmm. your kids, your home, your babies, your nanny, whatever you care about most.
Fair enough. And speaking of smartphones and tablets, that's really changed our behavior with our Wi-Fi, especially in our homes. Tell us about the new Netgear products and how they're going to improve that in our home.
Sure. Well, mobility and mobile devices, tablets, smartphones, has posed a few challenges on the home. First of all, people are using their home networks in places they never intended to before. So they're using it in their backyard. They're streaming in their bedroom. They're doing all sorts of applications that just weren't as common when your primary device was your laptop. So for that, we've enhanced all of our Netgear products to be more mobile-friendly. So for example, we've got mobile apps that allow you to interact with your devices. We have range extenders that boost the Wi-Fi coverage to all those corners of the home that used to have dead spots or dead zones. Now they're connected corners.
Sure. Let's talk about 802.11ac. Now, for our listeners who aren't aware of that, that's the new wireless standard. Tell us a bit about that. I understand it's three times faster, got further range in
sure.
the home.
Sure. 802.11ac is the primary story is speed. It goes up to 1.3 gigabits per second on a single frequency, up to 1.8 on both frequencies simultaneously, which means everything you do it faster. Everything you do it easier. Everything you do it without buffering. And also, you can do it further from where your wireless router or gateways is. So 802.11ac is a speed story. That speed and range enables an experience which is just alleviates the stress and frustration of home networking.
Sure. And the other feature, too, that beamforming is also another part of the picture, part of the Netgear range of products that make that connection even more reliable in the home.
Exactly. So beamforming is a technology that sounds exactly what it is. It steers the beam, or it forms the wireless beam towards where you are. So if you have a smartphone and you're moving around your house using beamforming, a Netgear wireless router can steer the beam to where you are to give you a better connection. So less buffering, lower latency, further range, all through the beamforming technology.
And there are other products, too, that I've noticed are in your range that take advantage of your network and sharing your content on your network. Let's talk about push to TV. So a lot of our content is already on our smartphones, our laptops, and our tablets, and this is a way we can watch them on TV.
Exactly. I think what we're seeing is that more and more the mobile phone and the tablet is the primary gateway to the content that people care about most. So their pictures might be in the cloud on Facebook or Instagram. Their movies might be streaming from YouTube or some other site. Music streaming from the Pandoras and the Spotifys of the world. The mobile device is that gateway to get to it. With push to TV, we can take that mobile device and project both the video and the audio to your HDTV. So while you're sitting on your couch finding videos on your smartphone, when you find what you want to watch, you hit push and it'll push it to the TV. That's why we call it Netgear's push to TV.
That's right. And also on the subject of TV, you've also introduced the new Neo TV Prime, which brings Google TV now to the to our homes.
Exactly. Google TV from Netgear was invented under the thought that in the next 5 to 10 years, there won't be tens of channels, there won't be hundreds of channels, there won't be thousands of channels, there'll be millions of channels. So how do you find what you want to watch when there are millions of channels? And that's why we've partnered with Google to create what we call Neo TV Prime. It allows you to search and browse content, whether it's streamed over the top on YouTube or something like that, or through your cable or free-to-air service. From one interface, from one device, you can navigate both simultaneously.
Sure. We there's been often talk about the smart home and how devices were meant to talk to each other. And you're seeing now, though, that the rubber's starting to hit the road with this kind of technology, with the wireless, the connectivity, the devices. The picture's all starting to come together now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that have come into play at the same time that's enabling the smart home. I think the first of which is people have more and more connected devices. And again, we go back to mobility. Everyone's got a smartphone that has a video screen, and it's connected to wherever they are, both inside their house and outside the house to the internet, which means that's going to drive the ease of interacting with a smart home. So now I have a screen where I can see my home monitoring cameras. Now I have a screen where I can turn off and on my lights with easily touch screen. So the smartphone is really driving that. The second thing that I think that's driving that is the overall improvement in the connection speeds as well as video quality on cameras. HD video is a reality now. You have the bandwidth to get it. You have the video. The cameras are good enough to give it to you. And Netgear is in the interest of making it very easy to use.
Absolutely.
So that helps as well.
Great. Well, some exciting products to look forward to. Thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us on Tech Guide.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, the Tech Guide Help Desk this week was an interesting question that we had from a reader, and it prompted us to do a little bit of research on this one, because the reader alerted us to the fact that he owned an iPhone, and whenever a call came in, it hardly rang. It went straight to voicemail. And a lot of people think, me included, thought, well, you need to spend half an hour on hold and get through to Telstra or Optus or whichever operator you happen to be with and make them aware of it and then let them change the settings. But it can actually be done through the phone itself. I'm about to tell you how to do it. If you are a Telstra customer, all you need to do is go to your phone to the keypad or the phone portion of the smartphone, and you press *99. And then you enter, after that, the number of seconds you want the phone to ring before the call diverted, between 5 and 60. So if you wanted to go for 35 seconds, you hit 35. and then you press the hash key and hang up. So then that way you've just set the amount of time that the phone will ring before diverting to message bank. Now, if you're an Optus customer, you can also do this by dialing a code. So you hit **61*321**, and then the length of time that you want to the phone to ring, and it's in increments of 5 seconds. So you need to go either 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then once you've done that, you hit the hash key and hang up, and that is also set. So you, if you're frustrated that you can't get to your phone in time before the voicemail takes over, that is a way to get around it. Well, that's the end of our show for another week. Anything we spoke about in this episode can be found at our website, techguide.com.au. And feel free to contact us as well. We love hearing from our readers and our listeners. You can get in touch by emailing us at info@techguide.com.au. You can also send your help desk questions to the Tech Guide forum, which our readers and myself jump in and we can help answer your questions, give you our opinion. If you're maybe stuck between a couple of products, having a particular the problem, our readership there usually comes to the rescue. Thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. Well, that is a wrap for episode 34. Thanks for listening. We look forward to your company next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.